Chapter 11. A Taste of Finnish Culture. There are a lot of foreigners living in Finland. They come, for example, to study, to work or for love. Joseph from Kenya, Vishal from India, Edwina from Scotland and Kirsten from Germany came to Finland to study at Helsinki University. They are sitting in a city cafe after one of their classes.
The lecture was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Oh, thank God they speak English in the international programme.
I know. It's so great that there is a common language in the world that connects lots of different cultures.
Tell me about it. If I had to study in Finnish, I'd be finished.
I know what you mean, but I would love to speak better Finnish. I have been studying Finnish for 6 months already, and I just can't seem to get my tongue around all the Finnish words. Ii, aija, bussipasaki.
Talking about Finns and Finland, what do you guys think about living here so far?
Oh, I really like it here. But I have noticed that Finnish people always seem so surprised that I came here voluntarily.
What do you mean?
Well, they usually start with questions like, why on earth did you come here? What do you think about the people? How do you like the weather?
They ask me those questions too. Maybe they're hoping we'll say that we came to Finland because it is a great country.
Yeah, but it is great. Besides the weather, maybe. In winter, at least.
Now that you mention the weather, I must tell you guys that I was quite pleasantly surprised when I first arrived here in the middle of winter. When I looked through the plane window, the landscape looked unreal. It was all frozen and white. They said the temperature was minus 15. Oh. Minus 15? I thought I was going to die. Well, in the terminal, I realised I had nothing to worry about. You don't freeze indoors in Finland because all the buildings are so well heated. I freeze more in Scotland than I do here.
Actually, I had the same worry when I first got here. I agree, it's always warm indoors.
True. The summertime is lovely, though. Another thing I really like about living in Finland is that it's really safe, at least compared to Mumbai. Plus, people are so honest. One day, when I was walking home, I dropped my wallet. When I noticed this, I thought it would be stolen for sure. But when I retraced my steps, I saw that someone had even put my wallet on top of a bench so that I would find it more easily. The most surprising thing was that nothing had been taken from it.
That's pretty amazing! It always makes me smile to see all the lost things like hats, gloves and scarves around the city, hanging from branches or neatly placed on top of letterboxes, waiting for their owners.
People seem to be quite law-abiding here. For example, hardly anyone jaywalks, whether there are any cars coming or not. If the light is red, nobody crosses the road.
That's so true. I remember walking against the red light once, and really, I got such annoyed looks from the people waiting across the street that it was enough for me never to try that again.
That is funny. That would never happen in India.
Well, another thing that can be funny is Finnish food. One day, soon after getting to Finland, I felt like having something sweet. I went into the corner shop and I saw that there were freshly baked donuts on the bread counter. Excellent, I thought. And I chose a big donut to sink my teeth into. But imagine my horror when I discovered that it was filled with meat.
Oh, yes. The good old lihapiraka. I think the meat filling is actually quite nice, but not when you're expecting jam.
Well, talking about food, I thought that Germany had a lot of sausages, but I have to say that Finland beats us hands down. I read somewhere that Finns eat millions of kilos of sausages per year.
No way! No wonder that the supermarkets sell at least 20 different types of sausages. I have had my fair share of sausages during my year in Finland so far, but enough's enough.
Well, I don't eat sausages, but I could easily live with 20 different types of pulla.